right now in a very holy time. It's a time where Rosh Hashanah is on one end, Yom Kippur is on the other end, and it's called the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. During this time, we do some things which are different. Talmud, the Rambam, later sources tell us this is a time in the vernacular that was to quote-unquote up our game. This is a time that we try a little harder. This is a time we pray a little more. This is a time that we learn a little more and we give a little bit more tzedakah. And of course, as the name says, the 10 days of tshuva, these are days that we try to do tshuva. There's one law, though, which is really quite strange. The law is that during these days, in the Shulchan Aruch, that during these days, we're careful not to eat what's called pat akum, bread which was baked by someone who's not Jewish. The source of the general prohibition is brought down in order to, shall we say, to stop fraternity between Jews and others. That breaking bread with somebody could be the beginning of a more of an intimate kind of relationship. And there really was this attempt to try to keep separate. Nonetheless, the Talmud gives us a way to allow it. And that was called pat paltar, which means if it's the bread of a baker, then it's allowed. Because it's a professional relationship. It's not like any time you walk into a bakery and you buy some bread in a bakery that you're going to then go and date the fellow's daughter. So therefore, there was this leniency. And this leniency is in the Shulchan Aruch, and we use it all year. But we're told during the 10 days of tshuva not to use this leniency. But on the one hand, and I'm not being cynical, it seems comical. We're going to do this during these 10 days. Right after Yom Kippur, we're going to order a bagel from a place which is completely kosher, but was baked by somebody who's not Jewish, and suddenly that's okay? Which is, who are we fooling? God knows exactly what we're doing. So I want to offer two interpretations. One is that this may be an expression of the holiness of this time. It's actually brought down in the commentaries that this bread which we're allowed to eat all week long, we shouldn't really eat on Shabbat. We shouldn't eat on the holidays. And that's the reason why Jewish communities always had a kosher bakery that people especially went to before Shabbat and before the holidays to buy quote-unquote challah. Additionally, it's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah speaks of this, that women should try to bake bread for Shabbat. They should try to bake challah, that this is one of the mitzvot which is incumbent upon women. And therefore, just like Shabbat is holy, and just like Yom Tov is holy, so therefore, these 10 days are holy. So it's not that we're fooling anyone, we're just recognizing the holiness of these days. And in fact, the source of this custom is when one rabbi told his nephew, Reb Chiya, told Rav, passage is a little obscure, and we're not that sure which 7 days and what exactly it was that he was warning him about, but that's the way that the early authorities understood that warning. When I said I have a second way of understanding it, it may be the same thing about the holiness, but I want to say it a little bit differently. During these 10 days of tshuva, things change. As a matter of fact, our tefillah, our prayer changes. The first 3 brachot of the Amidah are always the same, except during these 10 days. Now we say, HaMelech HaKadosh, the King is holy. Which means that during these 10 days, there is a far more profound sense of God's kingship than all year long. It starts, of course, with Rosh Hashanah, with the coronation. And it continues through Yom Kippur. Which means the way that we should imagine this is during these 10 days, we've entered into God's palace. And when you enter into the palace, there's a certain protocol. And our staying away from this quote-unquote leniency is, in our homes, we're allowed to be lenient. Again, Talmud says so, the rabbis say so. We're allowed to take this leniency. We're allowed to eat kosher bread baked by somebody who's not Jewish. But during the 10 days of tshuva, when we're trying to be holy, when we are, as it were, in God's palace, then we follow protocol exactly. And then we don't seek out leniencies. And then we recognize the holiness of these days. We've already gone through this year a number of the days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We only have a couple of these days left. Let's fully be cognizant that we're in the palace. Let's fully be cognizant that the King is accessible. Let's fully be cognizant that we have to up our game. And let's follow all the rules that we're supposed to. Let's lead holy lives and show God, and probably more importantly ourselves, what indeed we are capable of. Gemar Chatima Tova, Shabbat Shalom.